So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're here on the Erica Glessing Show where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration every single day, and it's for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. And my next guest is Monica Christofferson, coming to me from the Seattle area. She runs a business on helping us get organized. So how much fun is that? Welcome, Monica.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's it like up there today? Is it nice out?
It's actually not bad. We had snow last week, and we went from snow and being kind of stuck in the snow for a bit to sunny this week. So we're kind of all over the place, but it's nice to have a little sunnier weather coming.
Absolutely. I'm not good at the freezing cold. It just doesn't, my body just doesn't play that.
No.
So tell me a little bit about when you found out you wanted to help people get organized, and maybe just an aha moment that you had so you knew like what you wanted to do.
Absolutely. Well, I've professionally been organizing for 10 years, but I've always been a very organized person. And you know, when I was a little girl, I'd be at the grocery store with my mom in line waiting, and I would straighten the gum displays. And my mom told me one time we were at somebody's house and she looked over and I was folding their laundry. So it's, I think I was kind of destined to go out and help people. But my background is actually in the medical field. I was a medical assistant, and then I had an opportunity to stay at home with my children. And during that time, I got to know a lot of other moms. And over the course of years, I kept hearing people tell me, "You're so organized. I wish you could help me get organized." And eventually, my best friend's mom suggested that I become a professional organizer, and I had never even heard of an organizer at the time. Uh-huh. So I thought about it, and then I took some classes, and I was like, "Oh, I'm not so sure," and I put it on the back burner. And a couple years later, I took one of the exact same classes from another professional organizer on how to become an organizer, and I had a different shift, and I was ready at that time. And so I literally started my business out of passion and enthusiasm. I couldn't wait to go to sleep at night so I could wake up the next day and start working on my business every day. And I didn't have a background in business, but I had the passion and the excitement to be able to help other people. And this is something that comes natural to me, and it doesn't come natural to everyone.
Right.
And so I could take something that I was good at and actually create a business out of it. So it's been a lot of fun, and there's been a lot of changes over the last 10 years in business for me as well.
You know, that's so interesting. I think, I remember one time I had a nanny and she loved to organize.
Yeah.
And she actually was like, "You know, I don't want to get you mad, but can I reorganize your hall closet?" And I was, her name was Esther. She was the best nanny in the world. And I go, "Esther, I would just so love it if you could do that." And every single time when the baby was sleeping, if I was at work, she would be in there fussing, and my cabinets got more organized.
I love it.
Like they'd never been in their life, because this area that I am completely missing that gene. Like when they were handing out that gene, like I don't know where I was. Like I was off, you know, daydreaming in butterfly land when they handed out organization genes.
Well, everybody has their strength.
That's, I know, right? So then my next question to you is, how can an entrepreneur who basically, you know, has running their business, maybe with a team, maybe on their own, what kinds of things can you recommend for us to like grow our businesses better with organizational tools? Or, you know, I think one of your books even has productivity in it.
It does. In 2015, I wrote a book called Productivity Bites. And when I first started my business, I really thought I was going to be working with busy moms. But over the years, it did change and evolve. And I realized as a business owner how important it is to be organized and to be productive in business, because, you know, it affects our life's balance if we're searching for things and wasting time, and then maybe we have to work into the evening if we're not getting things done. So I really concentrate a lot on productivity. And for me, the first step is always to have your environment organized. And that will look different for everyone. So there's not a one size fits all. And that's why it's really helpful working with somebody so they can ask questions to make sure that systems are set up in a way that works easily for you. Because if one person is a stacker and you try to create a nice organized file system for them, they're probably not going to use it, right? So evaluating what are your own natural tendencies? Do you want to stack? Do you want to pile? Do you want to use files? And get your environment organized, because when you can work efficiently and find what you need quickly, it's going to save time and it's going to save stress. And then once your environment is organized, then I think people can start looking at other things like focus management and time management and how to work more productively. So to me, the basis is first your space.
Okay. So now I have another question.
Yes.
What about, I just want to bring up, because I'm a social media, you know, freak. I think I can just self-proclaim me that way. I do great on so many social media platforms. I love LinkedIn. I love Facebook. I love Twitter. I love YouTube. And I don't really love Pinterest or Instagram yet, but they seem to be wooing me lately. Right. So as far as like managing all of that in one's day, what are some of the things you can recommend to people?
Well, I also really like social media, and I'm on many different social media sites. But I think sometimes when people first start with a business, they get really overwhelmed because they feel so obligated that they should be on Facebook and they should be on LinkedIn and they should, you know, Twitter. And I think the first thing people need to do is figure out what is a good avenue for their business.
If you
photo oriented, okay, Instagram might be great for you. I do believe all business owners should have a LinkedIn profile, but I always tell people start small and, you know, do well with a few social media sites before you start building on other ones. I know there are different programs out there like Hootsuite for people who might want to pre-schedule their posts on places like, I think it's good for, I want to say Facebook and Twitter. I know Facebook has its own option on business pages to pre-schedule your Facebook posts, and I think that's a great option. So for some people, it's nice to just take one day of the month and pre-schedule a whole bunch of posts for the future. But just even having a list of different ideas for content can be very helpful, because sometimes we sit down at our computers and we freeze. Like, I don't even know what tips to give today. But
Hey, we're running up against time, so why don't you give us a little bit more about what you're into, and, you know, just go ahead and list your books for me, because you have some really cool books on your website. So
absolutely,
about your books and then how we can find you.
Well, thank you. Well, 2015 was my year of really wanting to get published. So I do have a book called Productivity Bites, and that's written in nice, short, simple chapters so people can pick it up, get some actionable items, and put it back down. And then I have just a little side project that was on holiday organizing tidbits, and they're both on my website and also on Amazon. And then I created two journals, and they are available on Etsy and on my website. And one is on life balance, and the other one is for goals and habits. And again, they are on my website, and that is a good way to contact me, and that's efficientorganizationnw.com, and that has all my social media connections, books, and the
awesome. Great way to
contact me. Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone go check out her journals. They're so pretty. Oh my gosh. I'm a journal fanatic, so I'm a big fan of that. So thank you for coming, Monica.
Well, thank you.
So, awesome. Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.